A significant portion of opioids prescribed by doctors and pharmacists in British Columbia are being diverted, and prescribed alternatives are being trafficked provincially, nationally, and internationally, a Ministry of Health document says. The leaked briefing that was distributed by the opposition BC Conservatives also revealed the ministry has been conducting an investigation into an alleged scheme involving incentives paid by dozens of pharmacies to patients, doctors, and housing providers. Next steps will include targeting of specific pharmacies by law enforcement agencies, it says. BC Health Minister Josie Osborne confirmed the internal briefing's authenticity on Wednesday and told reporters in a virtual meeting that it was disappointing, it was leaked, and the investigation potentially compromised. I want to acknowledge that we know that this is happening. These allegations are here. There's absolutely no denial of it. There's no diminishing of it, and there should be no acceptance of it. That's why we're taking the actions that we are, Osborne said. Eleanor Sturco, a Conservative MLA and critic of the Solicitor General and Public Safety, said in a statement that Premier David Eby, his ministers, and Public Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry had denied and downplayed the issue of diversion of so-called safe supply drugs. There is now no doubt that the NDP government is responsible for fueling addiction, deaths, enriching organized crime, and facilitating international drug trafficking, she said. She added in an interview that she was confident that it's time for the Premier to take action and immediately call a moratorium on unwitnessed safe supply. Unwitnessed safe supply is when pharmaceutical-grade drugs such as opioids are prescribed for users who can take them away to use when and where they choose. The internal document emerged as Canada faces the threat of a trade war with the United States, which demands efforts be made to stop fentanyl from crossing the border. The 38-page document is undated but includes data up to December suggesting the amount of the opioid hydromorphone dispensed to treat drug users has soared by about 20 times in recent years. It says some pharmacies are alleged to be offering incentives to clients, with more than 60 pharmacies identified, and that some community housing staff require tenants to go to certain pharmacies for their prescriptions. The document, which Osborne said was a briefing delivered to police, says some pharmacies are trying to maximize their dispensing fees by offering incentives. It says other participants in the alleged schemes include doctors, assisted living residences, and organized criminals. To put this in scale, you know, we have about 1,400 community pharmacies in British Columbia, and this is a very small proportion of those where those allegations have taken place, but we need to let the investigations play up, Osborne said. Osborne said that in addition to ministry staff, the investigation is being conducted by a special unit made up of former police officers. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 5, 2025.